Time again for Legal Talk on eRadio with Han and Han Attorneys. Can't believe it, but it's the second last one for 2024. Wow. Joining me today is Boitumelo Makone from Han and Han, and she will be talking about sequestration. Boitumelo, welcome back. It's been a while. Hope you're well.
I'm well, Ian. Thank you. And how are you?
Great, thank you. Festive season approaching and loving the holiday vibes. Sort of getting a feeling for it now, you know? But on to some more serious matters for now. Today you're talking about sequestration. Can you just briefly explain to us what it is?
Sequestration is a legal process where an individual is declared insolvent and their estate is surrendered to the court. So this enables the sale of assets to repay the creditors and it offers relief to the individuals who can no longer meet their financial obligations.
All right, so is it the same as debt review or not?
No, it's not the same as debt review, and it's very important that we understand the difference between sequestration and debt review, because it's very crucial when deciding which option is best suited for a financial situation. So with sequestration, it usually involves surrendering all your assets to a trustee who will sell them to repay the creditors. And also, once the sequestration is granted, all your debts are settled through the sale of your assets, and any remaining debt that cannot be settled will be written off. However, with the debt review allows you to restructure your debts without surrendering any assets at all. So a debt canceller usually negotiates with creditors to reduce your monthly payments and extend the repayment term. And it's also important to note that debt review does not write off any debt. It simply reduces payments to a more manageable level.
Yeah. Okay, and then what are the advantages and disadvantages of sequestration, Boitumelo?
Okay, with sequestration, the advantages would include that it allows you to pay your settlements in full or partially, so it provides relief to your financial pressure. And also it provides for a fresh start on the basis that once you are rehabilitated, you can start over financially, free from any debts or any previous debts. However, there are consequences to that. So sequestration may result to a loss of your valuable assets, such as property and vehicles. As I mentioned before that, in the process of sequestration, we need to sell your assets, and from the proceeds of your assets, we pay the creditors. And also the disadvantages of that is that there are legal costs situated to that. So the sequestration process can be costly, which includes court fees and the fees for the sequestration attorneys and also for the trustees.
Can you take us through the sequestration process?
So with the process of sequestration, the creditor of an individual can apply to the court for the sequestration of an individual debtor. And then if the court is convinced that the individual is insolvent, the court will make a provisional sequestration order. So the application for sequestration, along with the provisional order granted by the court, should always be brought to the attention of the debtor and all his creditors. Upon the issue of the sequestration order, a date is fixed upon which any person and entity can approach the court in order to submit the reasons as to why the debtor should not be sequestrated. So once the court is convinced that the debtor is indeed insolvent, then a sequestration order will be made final.
And then lastly, is sequestration always the right choice?
No, sequestration is not always the right choice. Sequestration is only applicable if only your liabilities far exceed your assets and you have no any other way to manage your debt, or if you are unable to meet your financial obligations even after considering debt restructuring options such as a debt review, and also you have enough assets that can be sold to satisfy the creditors. Thus, it makes the sequestration a beneficial process for both yourself and the creditors. However, please note that sequestration might not be the best option if you want to protect your assets or if your debt is manageable through other means such as a debt review.
Let's hope we never end up there, Boitumelo. It doesn't sound very pleasant to me, but thank you. That was nice, short and sweet. And that's Boitumelo Makone, candidate attorney at Hananon Attorneys. Boitumelo, I don't think we'll chat again this year, so I'm wishing you a wonderful festive season with your loved ones, and I'm sure we'll catch up again next year.
Yeah, thank you so much. And yourself, Jan.
Thank you so much.
Are you or your business in trouble and struggling to find a solution? Call Hahn & Hahn Attorneys as we assist clients in finding solutions. We specialize in consumer and food law, commercial and construction law, forensic investigations, and administrative law. Visit hahnlaw.co.za. That's H-A-H-N. We assist clients nationwide. Hahn & Hahn Attorneys, because we care. Don't miss Legal Talk with Hahn & Hahn Attorneys Wednesday mornings at 10 on eRadio.